Sirach, chapter 16. Don't desire a multitude of unprofitable children, neither delight in ungodly sons. If they multiply, don't delight in them unless the fear of the Lord is in them. Don't trust in their life. Don't rely on their condition, for one is better than a thousand, and to die childless than to have ungodly children. For from one who has understanding, a city will be populated, but a race of wicked men will be made desolate. I have seen many such things with my eyes. My ear has heard mightier things than these. In the congregation of sinners, a fire will be kindled. In a disobedient nation, wrath is kindled. He was not pacified towards the giants of old time, who revolted in their strength. He didn't spare Lot's neighbors, whom he abhorred for their pride. He didn't pity the people of perdition who were taken away in their sins, or in like manner, the 600,000 footmen who were gathered together in the hardness of their hearts. Even if there is one stiff-necked person, it is a marvel if he will be unpunished, for mercy and wrath are both with him who is mighty to forgive, and he pours out wrath. As his mercy is great, so is his correction also. He judges a man according to his works. The sinner will not escape with plunder. The perseverance of the godly will not be frustrated. He will make room for every work of mercy. Each man will receive according to his works. Don't say, I will be hidden from the Lord, and who will remember me from on high? I will not be known amongst so many people, for what is my soul in a boundless creation? Behold, the heaven of heavens, the deep, and the earth, will be moved when he visits. The mountains and the foundations of the earth together are shaken with trembling when he looks at them. No heart will think about these things. Who could comprehend his ways? Like a tempest which no man can see, yes, the majority of his works are hidden. Who will declare his works of righteousness? Who will endure them? For his covenant is afar off. He who is lacking in understanding thinks about these things. An unwise and erring man thinks follies. My son, listen to me, learn knowledge, and heed my words with your heart. I will impart instruction with precision, and declare knowledge exactly. In the judgment of the Lord are his works from the beginning. From the making of them he determined the parts. He arranged his works for all time, and their beginnings to their generations. They aren't hungry or weary, and they don't cease from their works. No one thrusts aside his neighbor. They will never disobey his word. After this also the Lord looked at the earth and filled it with his blessings. All manner of living things covered its face, and into it is their return.